Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interview in the interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
You love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, welcome to Up or Out with Connie. This is your business radio with an edge. And I am so excited today because our guest is Joel Bogus. And you're going to hear so much more about him in a minute. But the one thing that I am going to share right now is that he is a huge podcaster. And if this is something that you've really been thinking about, becoming a podcaster yourself, he's the guy to talk to about that because he does it all. And he's going to share a lot more of that with you in just a minute. All right, now our quote for today is from Winston Churchill, and that is, courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. Now, if you're worked your way up into the C-suite, or if you've gone out and become an entrepreneur, you know what I'm talking about, because failure to failure after failure is going to happen. And if you lose your enthusiasm, if you lose that drive, you're never going to make it. So that is a great, great quote for today. I have to answer one of the emails that I got in. Everybody always asks, where do I get these quotes from? And I have a book of quotes that I'll look into each week. And they come from so many, you know, Winston Churchill, Teddy Roosevelt, Helen Keller. I mean, there are so many of the, you know, we call them the oldies, that share their words of wisdom. You can also go online too and just look up quotes of the day, and you're going to find so many quotes out there. So just give it a try. It's always really great to look at those quotes. It gives you some motivation. It gives you inspiration to start your day. And also keeps you going so you don't lose that enthusiasm so you can reach the goals and go after what it is that you want. So it is now time to turn up your volume because it is Up or Out with Connie. And remember to stay tuned to the end of the show because you don't want to miss any of our exciting giveaways. So here's my challenge question for today. Can you have success and happiness together? Can you have success and happiness together? Well, today's guest, he has hit the number one spot on Amazon for success and happiness and in the self-esteem category. So absolutely, you can have success and happiness together. His podcast, Relaunch, was named by Podcasters Paradise as best overall podcast of 2014. Also, most inspirational podcast for 2014 and 2015. He's also surpassed the 1 million listener mark. I mean, fantastic goal. And this is, again, a guy you're going to want to listen to. Jump on iTunes and you can look for Relaunch and you can learn more about him here. But I do need to take a really quick break right now so we can have a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that, but I don't know how, I don't know where to start? Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
And we are back and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. So it is now my pleasure to introduce the go-to guy for clarity, confidence, and direction, best-selling author, speaker, and world famous podcaster, proud owner of two golden retrievers, Bubba and Happy, all the way from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, Joel Bogus.
Oh my goodness, Connie, I can't believe we are finally here. Gosh, you know, we've known each other for, seems like years.
And I know, right?
I think this is one of the few times that we've been microphone to microphone with each other. Looking forward to this.
And I think that's what happens because we're podcasters and, you know, you're doing your thing, I do my thing, and we just haven't come together. But I seen you this past year at the Podcasters Conference in Chicago. That was really exciting.
Yeah, Podcast Movement. That was the third one in a row. So that was fun.
And you're going to be speaking on their cruise that's coming up, February of 2017?
Yeah, that's the rumor. Now, Jared and Dan haven't officially announced any speakers yet, but between you and me and your listeners, going to be fun.
Okay. It will be fun. And if you like cruising around and learning and sharing and getting some best practices from other entrepreneurs and business leaders and podcasters, hey, you might want to go on a cruise. It's a really fun way to learn and be educated at the same time.
Yeah, it's February of 2017, which, you know, next year, that sounds like a long way away, but really it's just 3.5
months. Not really. Right. Yeah, not really. So
I'm taking my dad on this cruise. With me.
Nice.
On the last podcast cruise, had a blast, and taking my dad on with this time. Hadn't vacationed with him probably in, my goodness, 18, 19, 20 years. So
since you're becoming the adult.
Well, it'll be left home. I was going to say it'll be a fun adventure, but at least it'll be an adventure.
This is true. It'll be an adventure. We'll have to check back with you after the cruise.
Be fun.
Yeah. So why are you the go-to guy?
Sure. That's a great question. And by the way, thank you so much for having me on. And congratulations, Connie, on the success that you're having.
Thank you. I really appreciate that coming from you. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Gosh, you've made it happen. You've taken action on your hopes, dreams, and aspirations. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of people get stuck. But you did it anyways, scared or not. And that's why...
Well, they do get stuck. And that's why that quote that I was looking at for today, that I said for today, because you can go a failure after failure after failure and, you know, in struggling. And hey, I've been there. I mean, many of us have been there, especially starting your own business and trying something new. And, you know, I mean, it's really foreign territory. I know for me it was because, I mean, I was sitting in a corporate seat. And next thing I knew, I was sitting in my kitchen trying to figure out what I was going to do next. And so you need to really continue to have those hopes and dreams. I mean, I know for me, there were so many times that I was ready to throw in the towel and say, I can't do this anymore. But I stuck to it. And now I say, I can't afford to quit. This is where I'm going.
Very well said. You asked me about clarity, confidence, and direction, and why that was me. And it actually goes back to when I was a little kid. I was 5 years old. I was off on a nature hike in the middle of the Texas Hill Country with my dad. And as the adults kind of made their way through the woods, us kids kind of ventured off from the adults. And I ended up scaling a small hill. And right next to that hill, kind of running parallel to it, was what looked like a set of monkey bars for me. But these were no monkey bars. It was actually a bridge that stretched from one end of the gorge to another and dropped down, way down below. And I ended up on this bridge on my stomach, yelling at the adults and waving, you know, flailing my arms around at the adults down below. And just about that time, over my right shoulder came a rumble. And what that was, wasn't a passing car. It was an oncoming train.
Ooh.
and that train would eventually screech to a halt. But by the time my dad made it to the top of the bridge, I was down below, 30 feet down below.
Okay.
Multiple skull fractures and so much blood loss, Connie, that by the time the emergency rescue team showed up, they weren't even able to start an IV on my little 5-year-old arm because all of my blood vessels had collapsed. But through heroic medical and also divine intervention, I was able to make the 45-minute drive to downtown San Antonio, where I would spend the next 3 weeks of my life in Santa Rosa Children's Hospital fighting for it as I was trying to come back from this horrific accident that no one, you know, saw coming. You asked me why I was a go-to guy. I think one of the reasons, in fact, the primary reason, is as I recovered and as I took myself through that journey,
right,
a lot of supportive people, I had to find my own clarity. I had to find my own confidence. I had to find my own direction because I was behind in many ways, my peers. Half of my body was paralyzed for a time. I had lost a lot of functions.
Okay. That were,
normal for a kid at six. When I came out of the coma, it was at six. So it's my own journey to struggle kind of gave me that street credibility, I guess.
Say, yeah, you were fighting for your life at a really young age. I mean, it's incredible, you know, that you fought your way through that.
Well, not only thank you for that. And it has been that type of an uphill journey for me on many different levels during many different seasons. And that has given me a little bit of an insight, if you will.
Mm. So what do you mean, if you wouldn't mind sharing more, when you said that many other uphill battles? I mean, in relation to your business, growing your business, your own podcast? Because I know you've tried and restarted your podcast several times. I've heard you speak on that until you really found the way to make it stick, and that it is now successful. I mean, you've been awarded 3 years in a row. I mean, best overall, most inspirational podcast. So what were some of the things that helped you overcome those challenges to climb that mountain?
Sure. Great question. Well, number one was getting clarity on what I wanted to accomplish. And when I launched the Relaunch podcast, I really had to get clear on what I was trying to do with the show. And my goal was to take it to the top of the iTunes charts, which we were able to do. Didn't happen by accident. We planned for that. And when I launched the Finding Your Voice book, which is my latest book, I had a goal to make it a number one Amazon bestseller because I knew that that would be a difference maker for me in my business and also in my speaking career if I was able to pull that off. Mm-hmm. So the clarity comes first. You've got to have an objective that you're shooting for. You know, if you're wanting to launch a podcast or write a book or put together a program, you've got to have an end game in mind, some type of an outcome that you're trying to accomplish. Just don't just do something just for the sake of doing it. Time is at an all-time premium. No one has time for kind of unorganized chaos, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, your shot is out of the gate, and you better have that planning in place before you go out there and do it. I mean, and I know what happens with a lot of entrepreneurs, especially just starting out. It's, well, I'm just going to do it, and we'll see what sticks. I mean, there's a lot more planning to that has to go into it.
So that's a recipe for frustration, yes. Sometimes disaster. But let's do it, and let's see what sticks. Now, that's a great way to approach a hobby.
Right.
For sure. Absolutely. I mean, it really is. But if you're serious about moving the financial needle in your business, you've got to have an outcome that you're trying.
You do. And I actually remember, I mean, stepping into this and saying, okay, I'm going to start a business. And I mean, that was a little bit of my attitude because initially it was like, well, I don't know what I'm even going to do. I've been, you know, CEO of corporations. What do I do now? And it was really after about a year, I was talking to someone who said, are you serious about this? Actually, we both know this guy, Dan Miller. And he said, are you in this? He goes, all the way? He goes, or do you just have a toe in the water? And I have never forgot that. And I thought, I'm all in. This is it. This is my life. And that's when things turned around for me. I got really serious. I planned ahead. I looked at what I wanted that outcome to be. And that's when it made a difference. So I totally agree with what you're saying, Joel.
Well, guess what happened to you personally? And I wasn't there, but I'm going to go out on a limb here. Guess what happened when you had that type of clarity and certainty about yourself, your ability, and the outcome that you wanted to produce? The answer is obvious. You were confident. You approached it with confidence.
Yes.
There might have been hesitation. There might have been some things that you didn't know. Mm-hmm. How to do it, but you had that inner confidence moving forward.
Yes.
Because you knew the outcome, the result that you wanted to produce. And then clarity plus confidence, C plus C, equals direction. Direction for your business, direction for your life. That's what you found. And the people that are listening today, when they look in the mirror and are honest with themselves and allow themselves to get into clarity for mm-hmm. themselves and add the confidence of taking the step that's necessary, it equals direction every time.
Every single time. And yeah, there was a lot I didn't know. There's a lot that I tripped
over. See, I wasn't even there. How did I know that?
Yeah, and you knew that. Exactly. And you knew that because, what about you? How did you determine and realize that you needed to have that clarity in you that would give you the confidence? And again, give you that direction of where you wanted to go with your business. How did that happen for you?
Yeah, that is another good question. A lot of people don't know this, but Relaunch, our current podcast, it's not our first show.
No.
Matter of fact, if you add together all of the shows that my wife and I have done together and separately, it's actually our 9th show.
Oh, okay.
So you ask me, well, how did you learn or figure out or know that you needed that clarity? It's because I failed and failed and failed and failed. Just like the Churchill quote that you mentioned at the beginning of the show. I went from one failure to another. I didn't lose my enthusiasm. I was willing to do the reps no matter what. I just needed to develop a better plan, a more clear plan. And thankfully, by the time we were ready to relaunch, I saw a surge. I saw a surge in my self-confidence and in the way I saw myself as an entrepreneur and a content creator. And that self-confidence came from the clarity. You know how that equation ends, and we're still enjoying that. It's been a flamethrower of an opportunity maker for us, the show.
And it really is when you have that clarity, it does give you total confidence. I mean, even if that needle isn't moving it on the financial, the financial arm, but just having that confidence, knowing where you're going. This is where I'm going. This is what I'm driving it to. And the other one is not listening to the naysayers, not listening to the people saying, oh, that's not going to work. Oh, that's not going to work. And again, initially I did that because I didn't have that confidence in myself and I didn't have the confidence in what I was doing yet. So that's why I was listening to other people and it would be like, okay, well, let's change it. Okay, well, let's change it. Well, really, when you know, if you have something in mind, figure out how you're going to get there, how you're going to get it done. That will build your confidence. And just like you're saying, direction, and it's also take that action. Know that what that direction is, and then make sure you take that action because when you do that, is going to get you there. So, fantastic! I mean, really, really great advice. So, what's next for you? I mean, what's going forward? What's some of your upcoming projects that you're working on?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it. You know, Connie, I am so excited right now of the things that are going on in our speaking career, or in my speaking career, rather. I'm getting ready to go to DC. You've mentioned that I'm giving the closing keynote for that conference. It's a 2-day, and then Podcast Movement's coming up. Podcast Cruise is coming up.
Yes,
so excited about that. And there's some other things on our schedule that are really exciting to be a part of. And it's the business of speaking, and it's some of the things that we're doing. It's just taking the experiences that I've learned for myself and being able to share those in an open fashion with hundreds and then thousands of people in an audience. I'm going to be able to, well, I already am actually, able to impact the lives of more than one at a time.
Okay, yes.
When I'm presenting. And boy, if there's one thing that we all need today, it's to be inspired and motivated and to be given hope. And that's what it's all about for me, to be a hope provider.
I think that hope is a big one right now. I mean, of course, we have election time going on right now, and people are just looking for hope on where is my life going next? What is going to happen next? And it's just incredible that word. It's just such a powerful word. And if you and I and people that do what we do can be such role models and give that hope to people. We can make the world so much better just for taking those little steps at a time for what we do. And I want to thank you for what you're doing. Now, share with our listeners a little bit more about what is your sweet spot for speaking, and how do you offer hope to people when you're speaking?
Sure. The best audiences, I think the audiences that resonate the most with with my story are, you know, sales team, sales professionals. And the reason I say that is because when I was putting myself through graduate school years ago, mm-hmm. I worked as a personal trainer, and I moved.
Not that long ago. We don't want to give away any of our age.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that long ago. But I moved from a little West Texas town to the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, which is where I live now. And I took a job as a personal trainer. And when I started with that job, I had zero clients. But within the next few months, I built myself up to number one in my region as it related to production sales. And I developed a sales strategy and system that helps me to elevate my own income that way. So being able to share some of the things that I've discovered on how to present appropriately and how to make that transaction happen. That's one of the things that I'm speaking and training on. Work at home entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Definitely another wonderful group to be in front of, as well as ministry teams, ministry groups.
Okay. Yeah, that's good for our listeners to know that. So they know what area. What is some of your advice for, especially, I mean, you mentioned stay-at-home entrepreneurs, and that could be a challenge for some people, especially if they're really just starting out in that space and they've never done it before. So what would be your advice for stay-at-home entrepreneurs to stay true to their passion and what they want to be offering?
Gosh, well, that's a challenge for me, Connie, and I stepped away from corporate America November 30th, 2006. And you know what? I still haven't got it all figured out.
Well, we're the same. We both celebrated 10 years. Mine was June 30th of 2006.
Well, I'm definitely no superhero, but I am a guy who's learned how to take his bumps and has made the decision to get up and keep moving forward just because I don't know any better.
Yeah.
And I think for the stay-at-home entrepreneur, or for the aspiring stay-at-home entrepreneur, you've got to have that clarity, as we've spoken earlier, but you also have to build in boundaries to your work life. So if you're working from your spare room from your office, you have to give yourself timelines of when you're going to work. And you have to let other people in your house know, okay, this is when I'm going to work.
Yes.
And you have to be very, very clear on that. What you'll find is that most people, or all people under your roof, will respect and support that and want to support you because they want you to be successful.
Right, right.
However, you can't expect them to kind of figure it out on their own.
Right.
just let people know. Give yourself a time block, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 2 hours of your work time. And then give yourself a break after that. You know, 15-minute break, a 20-minute break. Take your spouse, your loved one, your kids to lunch, to get ice cream, something like that. But then get back in to what you're trying to do.
Right.
I think probably one of the most valuable things that people can do is to educate the other people that are around them on what your plans are, what your goals are, and what you're trying to accomplish with your business. And these are people you talk to under your own roof.
And that is great advice to let them know that you are serious. This is your business.
Mm-hmm. You know? The last thing you want your loved ones on is the other side of the table from your dream. And unfortunately, a lot of entrepreneurs find themselves in that situation.
Yes.
Where their girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse is on the other side.
Right.
And it doesn't need to be that way, but with a little bit of education and a little bit of understanding from both parties, you can find a way where this can work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it definitely can work. I mean, I have a very supportive spouse, mm-hmm. but if you said, if that person isn't supportive, I mean, and I know for me, I would have, you know, neighbors or people just popping in thinking I was just sitting at home, you know, hanging out for the day. And it's like, no, I'm working. This is office hours. And it really was an education to other people that no, it's just because I'm not going out to an office anymore. I'm still going to an office here in my home. So, I mean, sure. You're absolutely right. I mean, great advice. It's really an education of letting that other person, whoever it is, know that you are serious. This is a business and you still have, you know, set office hours. And that was one thing I had to do for my mother. I had to say, these are my office hours. You can't call me during this time.
Pei and I have been married for 15 years. And so there's been a lot of learning experiences. Let's just call them that.
Okay.
In that time. But one of the things that we've learned, she goes in 3 days a week, Tuesday through Thursday.
Okay.
So Monday, we're usually under the same roof. Friday, we're under the same roof. And of course, weekends. But what we've learned is how to block our time.
Okay.
So nothing is urgent and an emergency unless something obviously is.
Right.
But it needs to be just taken in stride.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to her, you know, I know that, okay, this is something that we need to look at, or maybe I need you to help me with.
Right.
But that doesn't mean right then and there, because I need to do the best I can to be respectful of her time. Again, not a superhero, but trying to work that in without disrupting a workflow. And she is very gracious when she needs something from me, and I'll look at my countdown timer, and I have a countdown timer on my computer.
Uh-huh.
I'll know when I'm available.
Right.
Honey, can we do that at 10? You know, okay, I need to take the car in. Can I do that at 11:30?
Right.
And of course, she's very gracious and agreeable.
Mm.
We understand,
okay,
that there are things that we need to take care of if we want to take our business to the next level.
Right. And I don't use a timer now, but I used to. And it was actually more for me than it was for anybody around me. It was for me to say, you have to work to this time. And then it was, you need to take a break at this time. Mm-hmm. And now my dog reminds me. She knows, okay, time for my walk. So Joel, how can people learn more, find out more about you? Share your website. Also share more about your podcast.
Oh, thank you for asking me about it. Relaunchshow.com. Relaunchshow.com is the best place to go. There's information right there where you can watch a quick clip of me speaking. And if that's something that I can add value with for you, definitely that's a connection that we can make. I also have my podcast listed there. The Relaunch Show, we're about 2.5 years strong. We're at 1.5 million downloads so far. For me, that's a big number. So that's pretty
huge
cool.
Number. Yes.
And then there are a lot of free resources on there on the website as well that come straight off the pages of the Finding Your Voice book. And people get a lot of value in that as well.
Well, I want to thank you for being here, Joel. I mean, you are incredible. You are an inspiration. And I mean,
thanks.
And you are giving people hope and helping them find their clarity and find their confidence. And again, have that direction on where they want to go next in their life. So I want to thank you so much for being here today. I always enjoy our conversations.
Me too.
Well, it's really great when we get to meet up with each other and sometimes share the stage. That's even fun and exciting as well.
Absolutely.
So good luck at the your cruise, maybe speaking. Have fun with Dad. Have fun with Dad.
I'm going to try. It'll be tough.
Good, good. Well, that's all we have for today, folks. Our time always goes by so, so quickly. Thanks for being part of our community. Keep sending in your success stories and any questions you might have to ask Connie at upperout.com. We want to share your stories and we want to help others become motivated to take action. And again, send in those questions and you will be entered into a drawing for 2 tickets to our upcoming conference. We're going to be sharing more on that real soon. I'm getting really excited about that. And that'll be happening in the first quarter of 2017 because we're going to be heading to Nashville, Tennessee. And also when you send that in, we will send back to you a copy of our action plan so you can find your clarity and have your confidence, get direction, and take action so you can be living the life that you want. So thanks for being here. Be sure to subscribe to our iTunes page, Facebook, and LinkedIn because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. This is Connie, your unstoppable diva, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. It's been great being here with you today. Remember, ask yourself, if you could do anything, would you still be doing what you're doing now? Until next time, be unstoppable.